Tucker Carlson was attacked by a demon. Jonathan Cahn prophesies over former President Donald J. Trump. A trap has been set, says a prophet Amanda Grace. A 40-year-old prophecy, is it coming true? And former witch prophesies at a revival. And 25 years later, the fruit of the Brownsville revival remains. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your top stories of the week. Let's first take a look at the Brownsville revival story. Now, in this article by Dr. Michael Brown, he says that the Brownsville revival yields lasting fruit. This past weekend, we celebrated our 25th annual missions conference, thanking God for the amazing testimonies from our faithful workers who have served on the mission field worldwide, often quite sacrificially. This missions movement was birthed directly out of our ministry school, Brownsville Revival School of Ministry, and then Fire School of Ministry, which in turn was birthed out of the Brownsville Revival in Pensacola, Florida, which was from 1995 to the year 2000. This is the best answer to the critics who claimed the fruit of the revival would not last. And I can personally attest, because I am connected with people that have been changed markedly because of the Brownsville Revival. The pastors of my church were a part of this school, and they have seen lasting fruit in their lives and the people around them. And I truly appreciate the influence that this revival has had lasting fruit, and it is affecting my life. Now, let us know in the comments how revival, especially the Brownsville Revival, has affected your life. And click the link in the article here, or click the link in the description to read the article for yourself. Now, next, we have Jenny Weaver, former witch, shares a spectacular prophetic message at the Breakers Conference at this revival here. And she said, "This is what the Lord gave me. He took me to John chapter 2, and this is what it says. It says, in the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and they wanted wine. The mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine." And she comments that a place that is supposed to have wine had no wine. And the Lord told her to say this: "Is this not the condition of a lot of my churches today? The place that is supposed to have the wine has no wine." Now, here she is not talking about physical alcoholic wine. She is talking about the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit representing wine. And I definitely recommend you to watch the video from the Breakers Conference. It's actually 8 hours of very powerful ministry, powerful words and preaching by people like Isaiah Saldivar, Vlad Savchuk, Pastor Mike and his wife Signorelli, Julie, Jenny Weaver. You have Pastor Alexander Pagani, Greg Locke, several other people there as well. All very powerful messages, and I know I missed a couple names there, but it was wonderful to be able to watch this back, even though I wasn't able to be there. I know people that were there, and it was a powerful time. So I definitely encourage you to watch this prophetic word. Let us know in the comments what your thoughts are of this. Now, in this next article, Dr. Lester Summerall has a 40-year-old prophecy. Now, has it come true? In a podcast with John Bevere and his pastor, Darren Whitehead. I'm not sure if it's actually his pastor, but it's the founder and pastor of Church of the City in Franklin, Tennessee, which is a great church. I have been there. They reflect on a striking prophecy delivered by the late Dr. Lester Summerall over 40 years ago. Bevere emphasizes the profound implications of this word, which he believes is now coming to fruition in the digital age. And a large portion of that comes down to these cell phones here, these boxes, as Summerall prophesied, that people would one day carry a box in their hands that would control their lives. We thought, oh, bless his heart, he's off his rocker, Bevere admits, reflecting on their initial skepticism. But there is so much that we are just connected to technology. Now, these two gentlemen in this podcast say together, they urge us as Christians to reflect on our relationship with technology and the need to reclaim our time with God and our joy. Dr. Summerall's prophecy echoes their discussion, issuing a powerful warning about the unseen forces at play in a digitally driven world. It is really important that we stay grounded in the Word, grounded in the Spirit, and we use these devices specifically as a tool and not something that controls us. Now, Amanda Grace has a prophetic word. She says, a trap has been set. Now, is it a good trap trapping the bad guys or a bad trap trapping the good guys? And you can click the link in the description to read this article as well as all the articles here and to watch the video where Amanda is giving this word herself. But in a summary of that, in a stunning prophetic message, Amanda Grace gave a word from the Lord that fell on her suddenly while she was preparing to share an entirely different topic. She says, I got on my face before the Lord and I started to pray. And this word came from that. She talks about territorial spirits and other things as well. But she says that Hamas in those departments, says the Lord, the offshoot of them in order to circumvent Israel, to feed information, to attempt to ambush, to attempt an ambush of Israel in Lebanon, says the Lord. O Israel, says the Lord, an ambush. Be vigilant right now, for a trap has been set. So in this, probably the right response is to join in agreement with the word that Amanda has received and has shared and pray according to that. Pray according to the word of God, but also with some additional details from the things that Amanda has saying. If you feel a connection with that, I encourage you to do that. Now, always pray with the word, but you can take these prophetic words, these prophetic utterances, and take them before the Lord, but pray through them and pray that this trap won't be triggered. And definitely let us know what you think and that you're praying as well. Now, we have Jonathan Kahn giving a prophetic word to President Donald J. Trump at a very powerful inaugural National Faith Summit. Jonathan Kahn was able to give a prophetic message to the former president. Mr. President, I speak of the mystery of your life, Kahn said to Trump. You were born on June 14th, 1946. From ages past, it was appointed that on that day, a scripture would be recited throughout the world. Now, he goes on to actually share what that scripture is. It is very interesting, and it definitely seems to relate to former President Donald J. Trump, who is running for office again. He says, you were born in this world to be a trumpet of God, a vessel of the Lord in the hands of God. God called you to walk according to the template. He called you according to the template of Jehu, the warrior king. Now, I was actually privileged with being able to talk to Dr. Malachi O'Brien, who was at this event and felt definitely prompted by the Holy Spirit to pull out his cell phone and record Rabbi Jonathan Kahn delivering this prophetic word. And so in this video, which I definitely recommend you click it and you watch this so you can hear him say, him delivering this himself, as well as seeing the room reaction, and also hear what Dr. Malachi has to say from his own understanding and his own experience there. It is a very powerful word. And again, like all prophetic words, pray through that. Take that before the Lord and see how he wants you to respond and react to that. Definitely check that out. It's a good one here. Now, Tucker Carlson released a testimony. I guess that's just the best way to say it, saying that I was mauled by a demon in a clip for the upcoming film Christianities. Conservative commentator Tucker Carlson revealed that he was physically attacked by a demon one night while he was sound asleep. Now, I'm actually going to play this video or play part of this video in just a moment, but this film is put out by Scooter Downey. He's involved with this. He's the director, and it's part of the Christianities X handle. If you want to follow them on social media, I highly recommend looking out for this, and it's ChristianitiesMovie.com to check this out. But before we go any further, let's take a look at this clip, and I'm going to try to comment about some of these.
The presence of evil is kickstarting people to wonder about the good.
That's what happened to me.
That's what happened to you?
Oh, yeah. I had a direct experience with it.
In the milieu of journalism or just...
Nope, in my bed. at night, and I got attacked while I was asleep with my wife and four dogs in the bed.
Now that's scary.
Physically mauled.
Wow.
In a spiritual attack by a demon?
Yeah, by a demon. Or by something unseen that left.
Is that right?
Claw marks on my sides, on my.
So it left physical.
So there was a demon that left physical claw marks on his side. And the story gets even crazier.
Mark.
Oh, they're still there. Yeah, yeah. A year and a half ago.
Was your wife terrified? I know you were.
I wasn't. I was totally confused. I woke up and I was couldn't breathe and I thought I was going to suffocate. And I walked around outside and then I walked in and my wife and dogs had not woken up and they're very light sleepers. And then I had these terrible pains on my rib cage and on my shoulder. And I was just in my boxer shorts and I went and flipped on the light in the bathroom and I had four claw marks on either side underneath my arms and on my left shoulder. And they're bleeding.
Wait, they were bleeding?
They're bleeding, yeah. No, oh, they're actual claw marks. And I sleep on my side, so I wasn't clawing myself.
So his dogs were asleep. They stayed asleep during this whole ordeal. He doesn't have long fingernails, and they are not dog claw marks. Very, very interesting. And that would definitely be shaking for sure.
I don't have long nails. and they didn't fit my hands anyway. But yeah, that happened. So I'm not from a world where things like that happen. I never heard of anything like that happening before. I had no idea what that was. I knew it was spiritual immediately.
You did? Okay, that was going to be my question.
Yeah. I don't understand to this day. I'm not going
to
put it.
You didn't try to refute the spiritual part in your own mind. You went right into the.
Well, it didn't make any sense, and right. It doesn't now. But I'm not from a, what do they call it, faith tradition, right. That. Talks about things like that or even acknowledges their existence. Like there's nothing like that. I've never heard anybody say anything like that in my whole life.
What was the next day like?
Now, he hasn't heard anything about that, but I know working here at Charisma, we hear testimonies of those types of things all the time. We've had a lot of books written about these types of spiritual warfare attacks, these demonic attacks, and how you as a Christian, as a believer, as a spirit-filled believer, can ward off the enemy. But here, Tucker Carlson is sharing about this experience that really has marked him and changed him and is actually driving his faith to the Lord. Take a look at this.
Well, the next morning I woke up and I thought that was the weirdest dream I've ever had. And then I saw blood on my sheets and I realized that was not a dream at all. I called my assistant, who was like the only evangelical Christian I know, well enough to call with something bizarre like that, but totally bizarre like that. And she said, oh yeah, no, that happens. Yeah, people are attacked in their bed by demons. What? What?
Yeah, she must have been a spirit-filled Christian because we're more aware of what is happening in the spiritual realm and how it does affect the physical reality that we are in right now as well. So we're grateful that he knew who to turn to kind of get some understanding about this. And we're praying for you, Tucker, that you're going to continue to walk down this path and learn more about the spiritual realm and the truth that is out there.
What are you even talking about? Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not leaving anything out and I'm not pretending to understand that. I can only say what happened to me and that did happen to me, and then I was seized with this very intense desire to read the Bible.
That's a great response.
Which I then started without any study aids or anything. I bought a Bible that didn't have any. I'm not interested in editorializing in the Bible. I just want to read it and see what's in there myself. I have very low levels of trust for Christian pastors, most of whom, I'm just not a fan at all. And sorry to say that, but that's how I feel. And so I don't want to hear other people's opinions. I just want to see what's in there. And I spent a year and a half reading it, and then I started rereading it, and it was just a transformative experience for me.
Reading the Bible is a transformative experience for sure, and reading it cover to cover, diving into it, letting the Bible read you is really, really important. And I am so grateful that Tucker is having this reaction or this response to this event. He's finding his faith. He's coming into an understanding that is changing him.
Me, but I'm not, holding myself out as someone from whom you could get theological advice because I'm
sure,
not.
Sure, of course.
I don't know. I don't understand any of it. But
do
yeah, that happened.
God allowed the demon?
I have no idea what happened. All I know is I was dead asleep with my wife and dogs, and I woke up with claw marks on my rib cage underneath my arms, and it didn't even make sense. My arms would, anyway, whatever. I'm not, no one has to believe me. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
But that happened to me. Look. And so I just was like, wow, that's real. Whatever that is, I don't even, not sure what it is.
It's very real. And so then that presence of that evil launches something.
Yeah. That presence of evil launches something. That's definitely what Tucker is experiencing. And you can tell from his Tucker Carlson Live events that he's been having, where he's been featuring people like Russell Brand, who has recently come to faith in Jesus Christ and is very vocal about prayer. And prayer seems to have been a center point of these events and these conversations that Tucker is having in his podcast. Definitely pray for Tucker and the people that are involved with this film, ChristianitiesMovie.com. I don't know too much about it, but keep an eye out for this. You just saw some of the cinematography and the storytelling in that 4-minute clip, and it looks powerful, and we can't wait to tell you more about this. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. Thanks for watching. Click all the links in the description here to read more and to follow along.